Hello and welcome to God's Not Done With Us Yet. This is season 3, episode 2, Making Sense. So, thank you so much for tuning in for today. This has been a very interesting week in reality TV. I got a little special little gift as far as a show. In addition to my regular coverage of 90 Day Fiancé and Platfield and The Challenge, I found a new show and I binged a whole series called House of Ho. So I'll be talking about that today. And I really like that series, but I'll get more into that. And I didn't finish Jersey Shore this week because guess what? I talked about Jersey Shore last week, but I didn't even finish watching the episode. So I finished last week's episode of Jersey Shore and I started this past week's, but I did not finish. So maybe I'll catch up on Jersey Shore next week, most likely. It will be Christmas this week, so I probably will watch a little bit more TV. So I'll probably catch up on Jersey Shore, especially since there is no more House of Ho. So I'll talk about that. But yeah, let's just get into today's episode. "90 Day Fiancé". I thought this was a good episode. You know, they started off showing Michael, and that, excuse me, this is not Michael of Michael and Angela, but the Michael who's meeting this girl. Where is this girl from? I don't remember. One of those Russian type countries. And when he first met her, they were first, I was like, oh, it's so sweet. And then I was like, okay, girl, we in public, because they were just making out with the parents, like right there. I was like, okay, that's enough. It's very interesting. But the plus side of that, I was like, oh, I think she really do loves Brandon, because she said him perfect. I was like, oh, isn't that sweet? She said she him perfect. And I thought the girl hit the jackpot as far as you in one of these Russian or Ukrainian countries. I think she's from Russia. I guess I should take better notes, because, you know, she's like 25 or something. And you know, we don't watch a lot of 90 Day Fiancé, which you could get. So that's why I was like, she hit the jackpot. Like, because number one, he's not old and he's not ugly. And she think he got money. You know, I don't think she got money, but she don't know that yet. So I know she think, oh, yes, this is fabulous. And when she came to America, they got to see the White House, too. Like, you know, a lot of times when they come over here, they, like, from the middle of nowhere. So they're, like, all excited about America. And then they get there, and it's just a cornfield and whatnot. So, yeah, right now, everything's good in her world. She's like, oh, we done made to literal America. We can see the White House. Things are going great for her. Well, things were going great to her until they met the mama. She got to talk to the mama some more, and the mama was like, still controlling. So we're going to have to pray, continue to pray for mama. And she relaxed, because she was overstepping all the lines. And I thought, she better than me. But, you know, she's just fresh off the plane, so she's not even refreshed enough to go World War II or go toe-to-toe with her mama's ridiculous request, because she was talking about going to the doctor and taking all these drugs. Like, I would wish the mother would put herself in her shoes. Like, what if you came across the country and some strange lady you don't really know that well was telling you need to go to the doctor and sterilize yourself? Come on. That's the kind of what I think. I feel like the mother was very much so overstepping a lot. And I guess you're like, what in the world are you talking about? You sit there and watch the show. So yeah, that's one of my first thoughts. Somebody did this episode. And then they said they introduced Tariq, who I think is strange because you know, he was rapping. It was a whole lot with his intro. Number one, he was rapping and you know, he rapped well enough to get on the opening scene of 90 Day Fiancé. That's all I gotta say about that. He was talking about how he loved Thailand. I don't even think the girl this girl, she's from the Philippines, but he was talking about how he loves Thailand. He was out there cutting up fruits and vegetables with a sword and waving it all over the place. And I was like, I'm sure the neighbors are concerned about this man. They sit down and see him. Like, I'm sure he's swinging that thing. Cameras or not, he's probably out here practicing with a sword. And I would be concerned if I see him like out here swinging around a sword with leaves. It's very interesting. So yeah, Tariq is very interesting. I thought he was I thought that he was being he was he I also thought he was quite old. He was pushing 50, and the drama that he was entertaining just made no sense for his age. Like, he had like a little minor fight with old girl from Philippines. I forget her name in a moment. And she out here introduces some other girl. Like, oh, I had a fight with one girl, so I'm just gonna go and talk to get this totally new girl and start a relationship with her. It just made no sense. And then when he told the first girl about it, she was like, oh yeah, I want. It was too much for me. I thought the friend Kia was very patient with him going through his dramas and stuff. But long story short, I'm just gonna pray that Tariq gets some maturity and that he think things through before just jumping into it. Because yeah, he's just I feel like he's just inviting unnecessary drama into his life. So yeah. That's all my thoughts about that. Jovi, I thought Jovi's apartment was nice. It just needs some interiors help, so I know the little Yar girl would probably help him with that. I wasn't mad at Yar either, because you know I guess they were trying to make it look like Yar was terrible, say so she didn't want to spend the night at her mama's at Jovi's mama's house. But I thought her explanation was good. Like, if you don't like something, why do it? Why do stuff to please people and you don't care for it at all? That's just being not genuine. And then it's kind of lying, I think, because if you always doing stuff to please people and you don't care about it at all, people think, oh, I didn't hear anything from you. I thought you were fine with it. I thought you liked this. Yeah, so you have to express yourself. I like Yara for being honest. She didn't want to stay at a woman's house. She didn't want to stay. She don't gotta stay at a woman's house. And the mama is grown. She should be okay if somebody don't want to stay at her house. It shouldn't be something that's insulting. So that was interesting. Yes, that's my thoughts about the 90 Day Fiancé episode. I am still entertained by this season, so I will continue to watch. I think they're gonna have another couple, a new couple tonight's episode. So that should be interesting. We'll see what's going on with them. Yeah, I'm curious about new. I don't even know what country this woman is from. She looks very much like her dad, so I'm very curious to see what that's about. So yes, let's talk about Platteville now. This episode was pretty much dedicated with, you know, reminiscing about the loss of the child. They had a child on the Platteville. The mama Platteville. You know, the mama, I think she's quite interesting. She and the daddy too, but she ran over their baby a few years ago, like 12 years ago or so. So he wouldn't have been a baby. But they were kind of explaining that story and just reminiscing on that. So I definitely am going to pray about the grief with that and things of that nature. And then also, they kind of focused on how Ethan and Olivia got matching tattoos. I felt a little drawn out. Ethan going back and forth whether or not he wanted matching tattoos. But I guess that's real life. I guess married couples, what they be going through. And then they had Mariah and Matt, and they got back together. And my notes on that, I thought it was a little sad that a teenager and a 20-year-old looked like they got the most mature relationship on reality TV. That's all I gotta say about that. I was like, oh goodness, where are we at in reality TV-dom? Where the most, I've been watching this psychology and Seattle podcast, and they say the most differentiated couple are two steps beyond childhood. So it's very interesting, kind of like how Aluba Tariq's like 50 and his relationship is sounds like some MTV teen mom stuff, and these people acting more grown. It's very, reality TV is an interesting bird, but I'm here for it. I'll be watching it. So yes, the next show I want to talk about is House of Ho. I actually really like this show. I don't know. I pretty much doubt there'll be a second season. If it is, it'll be a gift, just like this whole season was a gift to me, because I wasn't expecting it, and I was very much so entertained. I liked the show. I thought the family, even though they were kind of a mess, I thought they were very likable. I thought Washington really much so reminded me of Alex from Siesta Key. I feel like that's gonna be Alex's future, as far as I felt for his wife. It didn't make I was kind of like I couldn't really peg what was wrong with him, and then it showed that he was having issues with alcoholism. So when he sobered up, he turned a lot better too. I felt for his wife a lot, but she was definitely a writer. His parents chose well to choose her. It really showed some good tips about honoring your parents. Like, that's probably a good decision for Washington to marry her. Now, or am I saying, like, oh yeah, you should marry whoever your parents say to marry? I don't know. I feel like there is wisdom in listening to your parents, but first trust the source. By what I'm saying is, I trust the source. I wouldn't 100% trust everything that come out of your parents' mouth as wisdom, but if you can recognize what they're saying is wisdom, because really what they're saying to choose her, they're saying she got a good head on her shoulder, she got a degree, which you kind of she got strengths that you don't got. They could see that she was traditional, she was loyal, like all good things to have. So sometimes parents give advice out of wisdom, sometimes they give advice out of fear. Like they may say, oh, you need to marry this person because you don't been around a block too much, and you better need to hurry up and settle down before. Like that's like to me speaking out of fear. Maybe you should not listen to what they're saying, but if they giving you advice based on wisdom, yeah, it might bode you well to follow it. And it's not like they were telling him to marry someone that he had no attraction for whatsoever. He the one that met the girl. He the one that brought him around there. So yeah, I thought that was wise of Washington to listen to his parents in that sense. So that's interesting. This was very interesting. The show is interesting because they kind of paint being the family as very fabulous. But especially if you're a girl, you can see the sacrifice to have that quote unquote fabulous life. Those women had to put up some nonsense with these men. And the one girl, Judy, she's like, I'm done with it, with the man she was with. She traded him for another person. Hopefully he's gonna be better. What I really liked about the show was the outfits. They had really cute dresses, really nice print and color. just beautiful clothes. The I was just very much so entertained just looking at the outfits and looking at the food. Just those things alone, and just seeing the family interaction, that was very interesting. So that's why I pretty much gave the show an A plus plus. I did think the mom coddled the son too much. That's kind of how he turned out, how he was. I like seeing the Roosevelt character, the youngest brother, who was like kind of checked out. I was like, I am not on. He was like on a whole nother wavelength. Like, this is how I want to live my life. Family, you can live life how you want. I'll come in. I'll take y'all in small doses. So yeah. The daddy was very much so controlling in his own way, but he was dropping wisdom. So maybe I will. I said that I was gonna pray for, Washington to stay sober in a relationship, but I think I also want to pray for. Oh yeah, I say to Judy and Nate that sport restore their break with the pit. I'll tell you why I wrote that. Yeah, and I said that the parents have a better relationship with the children, and by looking at the thing, I thought, oh, maybe I'll pray for something else. But maybe I'll just keep my prayer. Oh yes, I do want to pray because I'm praying about, I know I'm making no sense. For 90 day, I want to pray more about the controlling mama, and that the son get a spine. For 90 day, but and I was so concerned about that mother being controlling, and I wanted to pray about it right away. But the daddy in House of Ho is very controlling. I never really thought that I need to pray about him not being controlling. So that's what I'm saying. I'm adding that to the list. I feel like we allow men to be controlling a lot more than we allow women to be. Like, it's all bad. Like, it's not good to be controlling. It's not good to try to force your will on other people, in my opinion. So yeah, I'm going to do that. And then they are showing, like, they're saying that drinking was such a big part of the Asian culture, and I didn't know that. That's very interesting. But what I do want to pray about that, with drinking being so big on it, some people are kind of, and that's, I think American culture, a lot of cultures is really big on drinking. Like American culture, I want to think is big on drinking. Australian culture is pretty big on drinking. But I think watching this kind of inspired me because some people, so me personally, I don't drink. And I didn't really care because I didn't care about people and what they thought. But as I started caring more about people and what they thought, I could understand the I could understand feeling like just being like a social drinker to not have that awkward thing of to being the only one not drinking, But I can see that being a big problem if you have a problem with drinking. Like you're not able to drink on a social level. Like some people are just off and on. You could go all the way out or nothing. So yeah, this kind of made me want to pray about that, whether it being like a heavy culture, at least in the US or anywhere, where there's a heavy culture for drinking for those who do not want to drink for whatever reason, that they can feel comfortable and accept it even though they don't drink. Because they kind of showed a little bit how, Washington didn't want to drink, but the dad wanted him to drink because, and I can understand that because so I understand why people like to drink with people. Like some people, like, I can't really know you till you drink because a lot of people have like facades. And they can't really show their real selves until they lower their inhibitions. So that's why people like to drink with people. Like, okay, I'm gonna get to know you now. I really wish people could just be themselves and be able to drop those guards without having a drink, you know. So that's why I'm gonna really pray that people are able to, I don't know, be more open. And you know, the reason people aren't open, not sober, because is dangerous, because you know, so many people try to take advantage and things of that nature. So yeah, I'm gonna pray somewhere in that area. I'm not all the way know, but yeah, I'm definitely gonna pray about that. The biggest thing about this episode or this season, it's like seven episodes in this season, was Nate proposed at the end. That, like, I feel like the season would have been much better to me if they hadn't had Nate proposing in. I feel like a producer got in his head to do that, because I think it was definitely jumping the gun and made no good sense whatsoever, because he had never met the parents. And I'm being super traditional to ask to marry the daughter, and you didn't even never even met the parents. Like, yes, asking for permission is archaic, but at least he could have got like met the parents before. So yeah, and I'm being so old fashioned. Now he got to get on the right foot with them, and that's what they said at the end. He's working on getting on the right foot, and they seem like the type of people is going to take a while to break through. He might not ever break through. So yeah, that's what's gonna be my prayer about Nate and Judy. I don't even know they're still together, but that they can fix that offense between the parents from that. I don't think I feel bad about that. So yes, that was House of Ho. I thought it was a fabulous series. If you have not watched it, go ahead and watch it, because I think it would be worth the watch. So let's talk about the next show, which is The Challenge. I think The Challenge is shaping up to be very good this season. Last season, it started out quite good, and then it kind of fizzled out, and it was like, man, man, man. But hopefully this one stays good, and it's really good. I really like that Nat's on it. Some people are not fans of Natalie, but I think she's a good person to be on the show. I think she was smart to stay with Wes. I wish I had guessed like last week, is she gonna stay with Wes or not? But I'm very glad she stayed with him. And I, you know, power of this is, you know, I am a Wes fan. But he had a big of a hole, and he did good. He got himself out the hole. He got the target off him. He sat there and did some little pitch, talking about give me a job. I'll be the janitor. I'll be the CEO. I say, look at Wes. He don't figured it out. So I was definitely entertained by that. I thought it was entertaining how, you know, they're weaving the story about how Big T's partner's gonna be gone. And I thought it was funny he was out here doing my workout routine. I was like, this man out here doing Sabrina workouts, which is good for if you wanna stay lean and you wanna maintain. But if I was doing a challenge, I wouldn't be out there doing the workouts I normally do. I'll be doing like the type of work, so I get like scary, like Jenny. Like I wouldn't be up in there, like built. Like okay, I'm not gonna be like Diesel, because you can only do so much what you have. But I'm at least gonna have some muscles out there, so they could be like, that's Sabrina. She's kind of tiny, but she kind of strong. You know, I would have to have my little arms a little cut and my belly a little bit more cut, my legs a little bit. I need some quads popping out or something. I need to look like, and then I don't. I'm trying to think, could I even get my body to get to a scary sense? Like, get built enough that I look like something that, you know, the girls wouldn't want to mess with? I don't know. I don't know. I guess it is possible. And I'm stronger than I look. So I couldn't. I feel like Jenny probably was taking a little something to get a little more enhanced. And I don't know what the state is with, you know, using stuff to be on a challenge. I don't know if they make you take tests, but yeah, at least I was hoping I could be as strong as Lolo be out here looking. I don't know. I wouldn't be, long story short, I wouldn't have been out here doing no little crunches and stuff if I was on a challenge. So that boy, I feel like he did not watch. You would think he would, like, the channel's been on for 34 seasons. You would think he would watch it before getting on the show. He was a little deluded out here talking about he could beat some Wes. And, like, Kyle beat him. Like, you know, Kyle, Kyle is like, Jenny was out here, not Jenny. Nanny is talking about me and Kyle not the same. No, Nanny, you and Kyle are the same. Y'all get you. Y'all are not. You like to ride coattails a competitor. You and Kyle got the same type of game. But of course, she was trying to distance herself from Kyle, and at least it worked out. She with Josh. She gonna ride Josh's coattail, but Josh isn't even a competitor really. So I don't know what Nanny's out here trying to do. At least Kyle got a skull. He got himself into the final, most likely. If he can just keep on sliding him on his way off all through, which he got a pretty good chance too, because he's aligned with Wes, and Wes is one of the best sliders because he's pretty much got a target off his back. So yeah, and yeah, I feel like it's gonna be a very interesting season so far. Nam and Fessy. I'm competing to see who's gonna be the most attractive. So that's entertaining too. Of course, Lolo loves Nam. That's entertaining. We'll see how that is going to shake out. I'm very proud of Anissa. She's doing very good so far on this season. Just read and see if I want to talk about anything else. Oh, I really like that CT said he's going to turn Big T into a warrior. I'm very excited for that, so I'm going to pray that And I also want to say that I was very proud of Big T's trajectory because she was kind of a joker for a season. And she could have easily been like an Esther. Like, where's Esther? Esther's on that same season. We ain't seen her yet. And she's just been going up and up. She's pretty much like one of the main characters on the challenge. Now, is she winning? But she's still likable. Like, I like her more than Josh. And Josh ain't no winner. So hopefully, I really hope that Big T can get a win under her belt a little bit this season, but regardless, she's doing a good job. So yeah, that's pretty much all the shows I watched. I was gonna talk about Jersey Shore Family Vacation, but it wasn't holding my attention. I fell asleep. I don't ran the time. It's like 11:09 p.m. on Sunday. So like, okay, we'll talk about Jersey Shore next week. So yeah, let's get into the prayer part. And what I'll be praying about is, I'll be praying about what 90 day. I'll be praying that Tariq have maturity and wisdom, that mama stop being so controlling, the son get a spy. I'm talking about, Michael, and his mother. I don't remember the whole girl's name, but the Lord knows who I'm talking about, so that's all that matters. With Prattville, I'll be talking about grief. That the Lord surround their hearts with the loss of the son. For House of Hope, I'm gonna be praying about the controlling daddy. I'm gonna pray that Washington stays sober and that their relationship be stronger, him and his wife Leslie. I'm gonna pray about culture and drinking in general. I'm gonna pray that the parents from House of Hope foster healthier relationships with their children because they have some all types of weird family dynamics type of stuff. I'm gonna pray that Judy and Nate restore their break with their parents, their fence. And then for the challenge, I want to pray that, Fessy don't become a douche. I'm a little worried that he might become a douche for Washington State this season, how this season kind of play out. I'm going to pray a goodbye prayer for Joseph because he gone. And I wrote a random note talking about how Kyle don't play. Stab him in the front, stab him in the back. But that was not, I'm not going to pray about Kyle right now. And I'm gonna pray that Big T become a warrior. Yes. And I did start writing prayers for Jersey Shore, but I guess I'll say that for next week. Yes. So yeah, let's get into the prayer. Lord, I just thank you for being a wonderful and a gracious Father, for being a good God. I just thank you so much, especially as we come into the holiday season. I know to a lot of people it already is a holiday season, but to me, it has been feeling like it because I have still been semi-quarantining, even though I've been like Christmas shopping. It's just, even though it don't feel like Christmas as far as American culture Christmas. We just thank you that we're taking this time to celebrate the birth of, Jesus, our Savior, our Lord and Savior. So I pray that as we come into this season, we remember your goodness, remember your gift, the biggest gift. Remember, it's a trait, they say, the reason of the season. And I pray that, despite all the commercialism and all the shopping, the things that we do or we may not have done this year at Christmas, I do pray that we all have time to reflect and think about your goodness and think about all that you have done for us. And I just pray for, some of the characters, pray you share with us, come across my screen. And I just pray for this person. I call him character, but he is a real person. His name is Tariq, Lord. I just pray that you instill in him new levels of maturity and wisdom, Lord. I just pray that he's able to think instead of just taking things as they come into his life, that he thinks about, is this something that's worth being in my life? Is this a direction worth going down? How should I respond in situations that I come across? I just pray that he has some type of thought to him when he makes the decisions that he made. He just don't fall into them all unthinkingly like an animal, right? Like, you gave us brains for a reason, Lord, to be strategic, but you also gave us the sense, hopefully, to seek out wisdom in the decisions that we do. So I just pray that you help him with that, just increase his wisdom to be supernaturally beyond to what he has right now. Or at least, Lord, put people around him, Lord, that he can trust, that can give good advice. This isn't your word, the counselors and the counselors and many, there is safety, Lord. So I just thank you for raising up counselors in his life so that he can have the fruit of peacefulness, Lord. Whatever is not right in his life, I pray you remove whatever desires and motives in his heart is not edifying to you and edifying to your spirit. I pray that that can be, those tears can be removed and instead be that you plant the fruit of the spirit in him, like long suffering and temperance and patience and goodness and kindness and love, like more of that could be planted into his heart so he could reap the fruit thereof in Jesus' name. Lord, I also pray for the mother of Michael on the 90-day fiance. I thank you, Lord, that your will be done in her life. I thank you, Lord, that man think different things may be impossible. It may be impossible to change, but with you, all things are possible. And I just thank you, Lord, that she no longer desires and no longer has that spirit control about her, that she no longer feels the need to control the lives of other people around her. That she don't even have any need or desire to control her own life. I just thank you, Lord, that she lives a life of surrender to you, that she can learn and start living her life, pour it out for your will, for your glory in Jesus' name. And also, Lord, I pray for the son, Lord. I pray that he is able to have a backbone, that he is grounded and rooted into who he is, who you'll call him to be, Lord. And I just pray that his decision and what he says stands firm to what your will is for his life, and not I pray that he is a peacemaker and not a peacekeeper in Jesus' name. I pray that he does not keep his mouth shut just to not make waves or out of fear, Lord, but he is able to see through the nonsense and make moves in a way to bring real peace and reconciliation in his world in Jesus' name. Lord, I also pray about the cast of Plaquemines, Lord, as they grieve the loss of their son and continue, who knows how long grief lasts, But I do pray that even though they've experienced this loss, Lord, I pray that you could just bring healing wherever there needs to be healing, that sense of loss. I pray you bring restoration, Lord. I pray despite the bitter, no, not necessarily bitterness, but despite the sorrow, Lord, that you can just bring an oil of joy, Lord, attitude of gladness, and even like just gratitude for what has all the good things, even the thankfulness for the good times they're able to experience with that son, Lord. I just pray that you know what the enemy meant for evil, that you can bring good into the situation in Jesus' name. I just also pray for the dad from House of Ho, Lord. Just like how I prayed about the mother from Prattville, you can help him to not be so manipulative and so controlling, Lord. Help him to, I pray, instead of him trying to make things work out to his will, I pray that he has the presence of mind to learn what your will is of the situation and allow your will to be done in it. I pray that he, especially what you know, the son Washington, he wants to branch out and be able to maybe do live their lives in Dallas and things like that. I pray you could work things, if that's your will, you could work things out for them to be successful in that endeavor. I pray that they can be able to do that, even have the lesson of the dad in doing that, the support of the dad, not just a superficial support of when he there you're doing what he wants, but he can support and love his children unconditionally in Jesus' name. I also pray that you just strengthen Washington, that he can stay sober, and that you can you're able that you through your help, they are a him and his wife Leslie are able to strengthen their relationship, Lord, wherever there's any trust and wherever there's any breaks, that you can heal that, you can repair that, and makes them completely whole, Lord. I pray by your power, Lord, by your mere miraculous power, that they can be successful, they can stay together in Jesus' name. That protect the children. They're such sweet kids, Lord, that they can remain sweet and caring and loving and believing in the family unit and things of nature. I just pray that the parents foster healthier relationships with their children and vice versa. The children are able to foster healthy relationships with their parents. I also pray that the parents can forgive Nate for cultural faux pas, Lord. I pray it's not that they hold on forever, but they're able to let it go. I pray that those people are grown. I had to perform to be into the good graces of the parents, but they just be accepted for no reason, just who they are. Just like how, Lord, you accept us. You don't have to do anything to earn acceptance. It's just there. I pray that they can, Judy and Nate can really experience that through their parents as well, in Jesus' name. I just, for the, there's a big culture of drinking in the U.S. and a lot of other places I'm seeing in the world, Lord. I pray despite the culture, I pray that people who do not have an interest in being in drinking or have an interest in drinking out of control, Lord, I just pray you give them the strength to not have to be influenced by the tide of culture, to be okay with being different in culture if that's their desire or that's what they feel led to do. I pray that the culture can be more accepting of not drinking and stuff like that, simply because drinking has what could be interpreted as benefits, allowing people to be more transparent, be more open, be more vulnerable. That us as people without worry and fear can be vulnerable, just being our, we could be ourselves without the need of drugs or alcohol to help us to be vulnerable, Lord. I just pray that we are able to rest in the safety of knowing that you have our backs, you will fight our battles, you will keep us safe to allow us to be able to be open and be able to have a deeper and more real connection with those around us in Jesus' name. I also pray about the challenge, Lord. I just pray for Fessy. I got a soft spot in my heart for him. I pray that he becomes the man that you desire him to be, Lord, that he is, even though he is blessed with very a lot of talents that are exemplified and that are desirable in United States culture, I just pray that he is able to be humble and be just be thankful for what you're gifted him in, but also know that it's a gift and it's not does not make him any more special or better than anyone else. I just pray that he can really just have the spirit and the attitude that you desire for him to have, one that's becoming in Jesus' name. I pray for Joseph, Lord. I pray that he does not be embarrassed about how his stint on the challenge turned out, Lord. I pray that this is not learning in Spanish. This will encourage and foster growth in him, growth in his character, Lord, to see things as they are and to be a proper judge of situations and is able to navigate what he's been dealt in the future much more astutely. But I also pray he does not beat himself up for decisions he made, but just thankful for the opportunities that he has thus far. I just pray in the future he is able to make the most out of every opportunity in Jesus' name. And also, my very last prayer is that I pray that Big T is very successful this series, if she does become a warrior, Lord, that you just continue to gift her with. Thank you, Lord. She has favor. I just pray she can continue to get this favor. And also, just help her to give her wisdom and insight with competition, because she may not have the physical sense strength that other people may have. I just thank you, Lord, for your gifts for wisdom, faith, and nature. She will be able to succeed, Lord, because you know in your word says we could do all things for you, which strengthens us, Lord. So I just thank you, Lord, for helping Big T define a way supernaturally to succeed in all she does, especially on the show, The Challenge. And I just thank you so much for being a good and gracious and faithful God, for caring about the components and the details of our lives, and as we invite you into our lives, for stepping in and making a difference and making things better. And I just thank you that you've called each and every one of us, and I just thank you that you're in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So yeah, that's it for this episode of God's Not Done With Us Yet. I'm looking very much so forward to next week, seeing what all is going to happen on shows this week. And hopefully it will be some shows, because you know it's Christmas. Sometimes during Christmas they don't really show new episodes, so we'll see what happens there. But and yes, I do know I still have my bonus episode, my thoughts about my progress as being a podcaster in YouTube. But I very much so enjoyed my time today, and I'm looking forward to talking to you all again. Bye.